The Democrat running against Congressman Rodney Davis says the president's divisive and racist rhetoric makes it harder to address what she calls the real issues.
I will continue to stand against racism and hatred and bigotry, no matter where it comes from.
That's Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, July 22nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with what the Democrats want to talk about in 2020, healthcare, and what President Trump wants to talk about in 2020, immigration. WGLT's Mary Cullen has the story.
Some House Democrats are concerned that the latest border crisis and feud between President Trump and four House progressives is causing immigration to overtake healthcare as the main issue for 2020. Speaker Nancy Pelosi recently said Democrats are focused, and immigration is not taking over health care as their main issue.
No, health care is our issue. Immigration is a value. It's not an issue for us.
The politics of immigration versus health care are playing out in central Illinois, too. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis will again face Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan next year. Londrigan says the president's racist rhetoric last week about four members of Congress is very worrisome, in part because it prevents real issues like health care from being addressed. She'd rather talk about lowering prescription drug costs and ongoing court challenges to the Affordable Care Act.
Those are the issues that I think people want addressed, and the divisiveness that we see in here is preventing that from happening.
Davis said he disagrees with Trump's rhetoric and personal attacks, but he voted against a resolution that passed the House last week along party lines, condemning the president for his racist tweets.
I will continue to stand against racism and hatred and bigotry, no matter where it comes from, which is why I would have supported the resolution that was condemning that language.
During an interview last week at WGLT, Londrigan was eager to turn the conversation back to health care. If elected, she says her first priority would be to allow Medicare to negotiate with drug makers for lower prices. That's currently illegal. She also supports a public option by which the government creates a health insurance program to compete with the private marketplace. Unlike Medicaid and Medicare, it would be available to all.
A way to bring competition to the market, lower the overall costs, and give people an alternative in rural and smaller communities specifically.
The 13th District includes parts of Bloomington Normal, Springfield, and Champaign-Urbana. For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. A 26-year-old Bloomington woman was charged with attempted murder Saturday after allegedly stabbing her mother 15 times inside their apartment. Gwendolyn Calloway is charged with attempted murder and aggravated battery. Members of the Connect to the Future working group got acquainted with the group's new facilitator over the weekend. It was their second meeting since Connect Transit board members announced the group's creation in April to develop recommendations for the future of the agency's service and funding. And the Republican County Chairman's Association for Illinois has pulled a Facebook post calling four Democratic congresswomen of color the Jihad Squad. The head of the group, Mark Shaw, says the post was unauthorized. He says he apologizes to anyone who was offended. Find these stories and more at WGLT.org. WGLT's news magazine, Sound Ideas, comes your way at noon and 6 p.m. today. The extreme heat over the weekend didn't keep people away from Wheels Through Time, a historic bike show at Bloomington's David Davis Mansion. WGLT's Willis Kern reports.
The term scorcher took on new meaning as the heat index again crossed over 105 degrees. Many attending the third annual bike history event are learning scorchers had a different meaning back in the day. In the 1890s, scorchers were people who menaced communities by riding their bikes aggressively at high speeds. Dozens of bicycles from three different centuries are on display alongside two presentations. One of those centers on new technologies and social acceptance of bikes since their introduction as velocipedes around 1817, and the other focuses on the history of women and cycling in Illinois.
The bicycle truly was a force for social change.
That's Christopher Sweet, a bike historian at Illinois Wesleyan University, discussing the role women played during the late 1800s in bicycle pioneering and how female bike riding impacted society.
They were so popular that they had the ability and the power to change social norms. It changed what people wore. It changed the idea of what women could do. They could ride and they could not be injured. It was a healthy thing for them to do.
Prior to that, Sweet says women were perceived as too dainty to ride bicycles, sitting side saddle to limit the chance of injury from falling forward off of the high wheel bicycles that were popular at the time. But in the 1890s, women such as Tilly Anderson changed perceptions. The Swedish immigrant landed in Chicago and won most races in which she competed, many challenged by talented male riders. In 1896, famed women rights activist Susan B. Anthony proclaimed bicycling, quote, did more to emancipate women than anything else in the world. Sweet says the popularity of bicycling helped pave the way for the automobile, which was in its infancy during the 20th century's first decade.
In one sense, it was literal that they worked on brick streets. They worked on what they called macadam, which was an early type of asphalt or pavement. And also then the technology of manufacturing bicycles was directly related to cars. Things like ball bearings were pioneered for bicycles. Things like pinion steering, that sort of the rack and pinion steering, was a bicycle development. Pneumatic tires or bicycle development. So some of the early car prototypes just used bicycle parts.
Sweet says most of these developments occurred prior to an extreme dip in bicycling popularity around 1900. Thomas Burb, associate professor of anthropology and sociology at Illinois State University, says many scholars blame the advent of the trolley system for the cultural bike crash. Burr said it's likely deeper than that.
Social class. I mean, it was imitation that poor people, and especially ethnic poor people, and in the South, it was post-Civil War, so free blacks, started riding bicycles as they got cheaper, and middle-class people said, I don't think so anymore.
Hear more of this story about the Wheels Through Time Historic Bike Show later today at noon and 6 p.m. on Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6 p.m. On the agenda is video gambling and a liquor license for that business on Morris Avenue near Miller Park. And a heads up, if you're driving near downtown Bloomington, work begins today on the Center Street Bridge just south of downtown. IDOT says there'll be lane closures and narrower lanes until work is completed by the end of November. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast. You're also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.